So, Yuri is on the line.
Yep, so it's 8 minutes past eight. You need to back announce.
Sorry, it's 8 minutes past eight. It's the David Tennant Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. Christian O'Connell is also here. But more importantly, more excitingly, live from Israel on the line is Mr. Yuri Geller.
Yep, so just before we get Yuri on, I wanted some way for us to try and find out who is responsible for the attacks in Broadchurch.
Yeah, and I, of course, I'm very tight-lipped.
So we've got another three episodes until we find out. There are so many theories, so many suspects. I thought, you won't tell us, you're professional.
Of course.
But Yuri could try and get the name out of him. And Yuri Geller is on the line now in Israel. Good morning, Yuri.
Hey, good morning to you from sunny Israel. Yes, I'm situated in Old Jaffa, which is right next to Tel Aviv, and I'm looking out at the Mediterranean, and it's a beautiful sunny day. So, how is it in England?
It's brightening up, I'd say. It's looking okay. I think we're going to have a nice one here, Yuri. It's lovely
Great.
To hear your
now,
voice.
Now, listen, I understand that, David, you're Scottish. I didn't know that.
Yes, I am
so
Scottish.
So, if you remember, in Euro 96... when England played Scotland and Gary McAllister got a penalty, I actually was hovering in a helicopter over Wembley, not exactly over Wembley, and I just said, 1, 2, 3, move, and the ball moved away from his foot. He missed the penalty, England won, and I received 11,000 hate letters from Scotland.
Wow. Well, I can't, you know, I don't know what to say.
Well, already Yuri's starting to work on
he is, he's undermining me, you see.
Yuri,
I thought my defences were
you.
Up.
Yeah.
But what I did, Christian and David, and I understand Richie's there, is I felt so guilty that I went out and I actually bought a Scottish island. So I'm the owner of Lamb Island that is just off Berwick... you know, the Berwick Shores.
Yeah, not North Berwick.
Near
North
Edinburgh.
Berwick up there. It's beautiful up there. Yeah, just outside Edinburgh. It's gorgeous around there.
Do you still own it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh.
Now, David, is it true that Lenny Henry is in Broadchurch?
He is, yes, yes.
Well, I must tell you something. I urge you, all the listeners, to go to my website, which is urigeller.com, and look at the video of what I did to Lenny in the men's toilet.
Easy now, Yuri.
That's all I will say.
Wow.
Wow. What a sex video that must be for our eyes waiting for us there. wow, okay. Now, Yuri, thank you very much for chatting to us on the show. It's always lovely to chat to you. So at the moment, then, there are three episodes left in David's big show at the moment on ITV Broadchurch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there are so many suspects.
Yeah.
Are you able to do, like I believe it's called a remote reading, and get into the mind of David Tennant to tell us who it is?
Yes, I can try to do that.
Okay.
As you know, just recently, CIA, secret CIA documents were released about the work I did for them and the experiments they conducted with me. And very straightforward, they said that what I do is real, and the telepathy I demonstrated for them under controlled conditions was 100%. So I will try, although it's quite far away.
It is,
you know,
quite far away.
I'm in Israel, but I will try telepathically to deduce from David's mind. I'm already feeling, Christian, that there is more to it. There is more to it than it seems to be. I feel that this whole thing about the attack actually... do you want me to go into it right now to tell you what I feel from David's mind?
But we're all listening, Yuri.
Okay. I feel that this wasn't actually a spur-of-the-moment attack.
Right.
But there was someone or something, someone planned it. And I am getting a woman. I feel that there is a woman involved. Unfortunately, I cannot look at David's face, but look at his face, look at his facial remarks, and tell me how he's reacting, because I'm actually trying to really read David's mind all the way from Israel, and I'm already getting a name. I'm getting a name of the attacker.
Oh.
Who is it?
I've got it. I wrote down the name. Now, of course, Christian, you must understand that I could be wrong. I mean, this is
for
where
sure.
thousands of kilometers away. And maybe David, he's very shrewd, David. He's trying to mix me up.
I'm trying to mask. I am trying to mask your probe here, Yuri.
You what?
I'm trying to mask you. I'm trying to keep you out of my mind.
I can feel it. You're bringing up many different
things. His forces are strong. His forces are very strong, Yuri. You're dealing with a top-end actor here.
Yeah, and you're mixing me up with the names like Clive, Daniel, Tom, Ed, Ian, but I still am getting very, very strongly a woman's name. Shall I say her name?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, the person that I believe that was involved in the planning of this attack is a woman called Kath. I get a very short name.
Right.
Kath.
Sarah Parrish's character, yeah.
Wow.
It's more than my job's worth to confirm at this moment.
But now, who is Kath?
Now, she is in the show. She's one of the main characters.
She is one of the main characters.
But obviously, she must have been working with a guy who did the attack. So are you getting any male names coming up?
Not really, but I'm getting that she's somehow involved in this. You see, you must also understand that I live in Israel. We left England about a year and a half ago, and I have not been following the series. Mm. So it's much more difficult for me to pick his mind, you know, through... it's called remote viewing. What I'm doing is remote viewing. What is remote viewing? By the way, the CIA... employs remote viewers. Remote viewers are people who are highly intuitive and that they can send their mind through space and time and bring back information. But in this case, this is inside the mind of David, which is much more difficult to penetrate than seeing where a Russian nuclear submarine is somewhere in the Indian Ocean.
Well then, is there anything you'd do about Trump?
Yeah,
could you help us out there?
Wouldn't that be great, Yuri, if you could implant some nice things for Trump to do in the world?
Well, since you brought Trump's name up, I must tell you that last year, way, way before people even believed that he will run, I had the guts to write on my Facebook, and you can check it out, and I wrote this very short sentence: whether you like him or not, Donald Trump is going to be the 45th president of the United States. Mm. So I just knew it.
Yeah.
I said it. So when he comes to Israel, I will make sure I meet him, and I will definitely send him very, very positive vibrations. I kind of like him. Sorry about that. But I think he's a very interesting person.
Volatile, I'd say.
Unstable, crazy, no?
I don't want to go into that because you're entering the realms of politics. And
let's stay in the third eye.
Keep out of that.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. What did you say?
Let's keep it into the third eye at the moment and the realms of the paranormal.
Exactly. And David, I understand that there will be... this is what I feel, that you will very soon get a very... and I'm not that kind of a psychic that does readings over the telephone. I don't do that. I don't do cat tarot cards and crystal balls, and I don't talk to the dead. But I really do feel that you're going to get a huge offer from a Hollywood movie.
Oh, well. Wow. Thank you.
Is it that Vin Diesel one? Fast Furious 10. David plays a haphazard British mechanic.
By the way, since again you did bring Donald Trump up, when Theresa May visited my home in Sonning, I lived in Sonning on Thames, which is a lovely village outside London.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm going to drop a few names now, but George Clooney bought a house next door to me. Jimmy Page lives there.
Boom.
And Theresa May lives there. But anyhow, when she came over to my home, I have a very unusual car. It's a Cadillac, 1976 Cadillac. And I riveted 3,000 spoons to its body. And
I saw this. Spoons I saw this in the papers. It's incredible.
Spoons given to me by people like Elvis Presley, John Lennon, etc. And anyhow, I took Theresa out to my garage. I showed her the car, and then I pointed at a spoon that belonged to Winston Churchill. Now, this is 3 years ago, probably more than 3 years ago. And I looked her in the eye, and I said, "You are going to be the prime minister." And she smiled and she kind of brushed it off. No way. I said, yes, you will. And I was right again.
Yeah.
That's incredible to say that 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, yeah, or even 3.5 years ago.
Yep, it was
stop
about 3.5 years.
Stop inflicting these
ago.
Terrible leaders on us, Yuri.
No. Come on, be positive. I'm an optimist. I'm a positive thinker. Look, actually, since we're live now, mm-hmm, all over the country, let's think positive. Let me send my optimistic, positive energy. Let me empower all your listeners. Just everybody who's listening to me now, touch the radio. I'm serious. If you're in a car, don't take your eyes off the road. Touch the radio. You at home, touch the radio, and I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you, Christian, and David, and Richie, you shout out the word, think positive.
Okay.
You do it 3 times.
All right.
Okay, everybody at home. And by the way, some spoons might bend, broken watches might come alive. No, this is something that kind of made me well known around
sure
the world. Here we go. So what we're going to shout out is, think positive. Everyone, touch the radios, and 1, 2, 3...
Think positive.
Again.
Think 1, 2, 3. Positive.
And last time. 1, 2, 3.
Think positive.
This is great. So everything will work now. Brexit will work.
Oh,
everything.
I hope so.
Financially, England will go
leap
up
from
again.
A spoon to Brexit, we're sir.
If anyone can make it happen, you can, Yuri.
Let me know if I was right about Kath's involvement.
We will. Hey, listen, Yuri.
Listen, it was a pleasure being with all of you. Lots of love from Israel. Come and visit us here.
All right, I will.
And a big hug to all your listeners.
Thank you very much, Yuri.
Thanks,
have a
Yuri.
Lovely weekend. It was great fun.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now.